Joining me now is Christine Newhall, a lecturer in sports management at the University of Massachusetts Eisenberg School of Management. Welcome, Christine.
Hello.
We just heard Nicole Lavoie of the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport say that she had never heard of a coach of any gender in any sport being fired for being paid too much. Had you?
No, I agree wholeheartedly with Dr. Lavoie.
So why was Shannon Miller fired?
We don't know all the information. I think that that's part of the problem, but I think it's an intersection of factors. I'm sure that budget concerns are an issue, but I think it's also a matter of budget priorities. So where Minnesota Duluth is going to put their money, they have chosen not to put it into their national championship women's ice hockey program.
Well, I want to look at the bigger picture a little bit. We just heard another statistic that's likely new to some people. Before Title IX passed, 90% of women's college teams were coached by women. Now it's only 40%. What's going on?
Again, I think it's a combination of so many factors, and it's very difficult and probably not even valuable to try to disaggregate them from one another. You know, what I find interesting is the statistic that in the first 3+ years after Title IX was passed, we doubled our women's athletic teams in intercollegiate sports, and the number of women coaching women's team dropped almost 60%. So that's just in the first 3 years. Part of the issue is about power. This was about men taking over the governance of women's sports. That's also indicated in the statistics about who our athletic directors are. You know, women running athletic departments are at around 20%.
Maybe this is me looking at the positive side of things, but I think universities have gotten better at providing opportunities for female athletes. Is the next fight providing opportunities for female coaches?
Perhaps. I think there's a lot of fights to still be fought, actually. We focus a lot on the growth of opportunities for female athletes, and that's great. What we have somewhat pushed to the sides, perhaps, are how they're treated. You know, are they getting things like equal time and facilities? Are they getting the best facilities? And also included in that list is, are they getting the best coaching? I think that one of the arguments that can be made in Shannon Miller's case is that by firing her, they're denying those student athletes a very high quality coach. I do hope that there will be more female coaches that are going to step up and talk about the discrimination that they've faced within departments, and that will hopefully open up some of this discussion about what equality looks like at a coaching level.
Christine Newhall is a lecturer in sports management at the University of Massachusetts Eisenberg School of Management. She joined me from the studios of New England Public Radio in Amherst, Massachusetts. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you so much.